From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A program to provide long-acting reversible contraceptives to low-income women has been funded for another year. Several foundations in the state have stepped up to provide money after it ran out earlier this summer. Benta Berkland has more.
Family planning clinics across the state provided the intrauterine devices at no cost to low-income women ranging in age from 15 to 24. A private grant had been funding the program for the last 5 years. Larry Wolk heads the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and says he hopes eventually the state will foot the bill.
We've made the case for public funding because there is a public return on investment. We're approaching a 50% reduction in both the unintended teen pregnancy rate as well as the abortion rate.
But last legislative session, state lawmakers didn't agree to fund the program despite bipartisan support. More than a dozen mostly health organizations have now agreed to fund it for another year. Funding past that point is up in the air. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Republicans in Colorado have decided to change their role in the party's presidential nominating contest. The state party's executive committee has voted to eliminate the presidential preference poll held during the party's March caucuses. That means there will be no official count of who won that contest. The delegates selected in the caucuses are not bound to any candidate, but the preference poll had previously put them on the record about which candidate they supported. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.